At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Keep it real with me. Can you ask your neighbor how much you paid for your house? Is that like a, is that question like too TMI, going too far, not enough boundaries? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Can you ask someone, hey, especially if they're like moving in, like they're new to the neighborhood, like, what'd you pay for that place? Because I feel like we're all in this together. Like, the, your home value is raised by what other comps are in the neighborhood. And so I got a guy who moved in across the street. They put it up for sale. And I know you could see what it was listed for on Zillow, but it doesn't mean you know what they paid for it. I want to know the specific number. And then eventually, like on Zillow, it changes and you could see what they paid for. Like, it becomes public. But it's like a while before all that paperwork is filled out. Then you kind of forget. I want to know, like, when they're moving in today, they're supposed to be moving in today, and my new neighbors, can I walk over, like, what's up? How you doing? Introduce myself. I'm like, what'd you pay for this bad boy?
Well, first of all, I was going to say, if you ever need to know any information about anybody, just ask me. I can find out anything. That's my greatest joy in life is talking. But
Hannah already looked up the house.
I did.
By
she
the way.
Did. You didn't even give me an address either. I just found it on my own. But
she's like, this is what they listed it for. But I want to know what they paid for, Hannah.
I don't think there's a problem in asking that because it is like you're a part of it. The value of your home
should be equivalent
to what they got. So,
but I just met them. Like, how do I look like sleazy?
You know what? You're going to get real close real fast, which is good for a neighbor to be close. So I don't think any question is too much.
Hannah's method, if anything, is just let me go all in right away. This is who I am. I'm not on plate.
If they run, they run. If they stay, they stay.
I don't know if right out of the gate you should be like, hi, nice to meet you. How much did you pay for your house?
Really?
I think that needs to be like a second or third conversation that you
have. I don't
want to
have that many conversations with my
neighbors.
What's going
to be the difference, though?
Are you willing to give up how much you paid for yours?
Why not?
I think I would tell them.
If you ask them and they ask you, you're good?
You're all in this together. You're a neighborhood. You're a community.
Two reasons. One, I think, like, one, you can, like, again, eventually on Zillow, if you Google Zillow or whatever, it'll tell you what the house was paid for and everything. And so my information is now public. It is this weird limbo phase where, like, I don't know, maybe people can explain it to me. On the MLS thing, like where like the paperwork is filed, you don't really know what it is. And then you just forget to look up the house. But every now and then I do look up the neighborhood, like what are the value of the houses around us and things like that. And I'll remember. But I want to know, like, on move-in day, like, nice to meet you, Karen, and nice to meet you, Bob. Welcome to the neighborhood. Hey, what'd you end up paying for this? Like, well,
nothing
I look like a scumbag.
I feel like no matter what, that's a personal question. So it doesn't matter if you ask them it right out the gate. Or two, three times.
Why
after
is it
you
a personal
them?
Question, though, too? Like, because it's public knowledge.
Money's always weird.
Yeah, money's weird. That's it. Right.
So, what's the round? You say, Hannah, say, yeah.
I say, go for it. Ask whatever you want. Ask them their social security number.
You're terrible advice. AD, you think I should wait?
I think you have to wait.
Kev.
Yeah, I think you have to know them better, and you have to be prepared to give up yours. Like, you could even say, hey, I paid X amount. How much you pay for yours? Maybe that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
I paid X amount this many years ago. I'm curious how much the neighborhood's gone up.
Right.
Kevin's like acting like it's a nude photo exchange. I'll send you one if you send me one. Like, what is? I'll tell you mine. Like, what is that? I'll give you mine. Like, what is that? Oh, I don't know. Like, I'll give you some other information about me. Do you want? What kind of juicy info do you want? And then tell me how much you paid your house.
Oh, and then ask him if they swing.
Kevin's giving me terrible advice. You give me advice. Can I ask someone if they're moved into the neighborhood, like, and within our early conversations, when did you end up paying for the house? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. We'll take your calls on this next. Am I about to cross a line with my neighbor? It's the Brett Maga Show. I'm so curious. I have a new neighbor. They just sold the house across the street from me, and they're moving in today. And I want to know, before I walk over there and, like, introduce myself, like, hey, I'm Brett. Welcome to the neighborhood. I want to know, like, in that, like, initial conversation, could be like, Because that's, I want to point out to AB who tells me I have to wait. Mm-hmm. When does that conversation come up? Like, I feel like this is the best, most organic time for it to come up. We're talking about them moving in, and it's kind of like, hey, when do you end up paying for it? I that's when it's most casual.
But you don't want to, like, make a bad impression right away.
Right.
But
I feel like it's sus if you bring it up, like, yes. 3 months later on a random Tuesday. You're like, hey, by the way,
I was just
how much
thinking,
did you drop on this place?
Yeah, there's
just lie and say, my wife and I are thinking of selling our house soon, and I'm just curious.
Oh, I like
then
that.
Then you get in a whole entrapment of lying, right. And then...
Yeah. Why are you moving wow. away?
AB's advice is a lie.
The whole neighborhood's going to
yeah, no, yeah. Now that you moved in, I'm trying to sell this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, see...
Then you look like the jerk.
I don't know if there's an organic... This is the best chance for me to ask the question.
Shoot your shot.
And then I'm dying to know. I want to know what they end up paying for this place, man. Especially because it's... Well, to be honest, it's very comparable to my house. And I think my house is a little nicer than theirs. So I really want to know what the value
You're
is.
You're like, hey, if you get this, I'm definitely getting more.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Julie, you think I could ask them, hey, what did you end up paying for this place?
Absolutely not. There's no way you can say, hey, Bob, what'd you pay for your house? Because if someone came to me and asked me, I would probably look at them like they were crazy. And say, none of your darn business.
All right. None of your darn business, Bob.
Yeah.
All right.